This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Muscat, Oman on a two-day visit in the last leg of his three-nation tour last evening. He reached Oman after completing his successful visits to Jordan and Ethiopia. At the Muscat airport, Mr. Modi was received by Oman's Deputy Prime Minister for Defense Affairs, Syed Shihab bin Tariq Al Said. They had discussions on strengthening India-Oman cooperation in various fields and advancing the strategic partnership. Today, a history will be written when India and Oman will sign the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, a free trade agreement. It will be signed by Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and his Oman counterpart, Minister of Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion, Qais Al Yusuf, in the presence of the Sultan of Oman and the Prime Minister. In a social media post, PM Modi had said, "Oman is a land of enduring friendship and deep historical connections with India." He said this visit offers an opportunity to explore new avenues of collaboration and adds fresh momentum to the partnership between both countries. More from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Oman.
After reaching at the hotel in Muscat, the Prime Minister was accorded a warm welcome by the members of Indian diaspora during his two-day visit. Besides meeting the Sultan of Oman at his palace, the Prime Minister will address business leaders from both countries at a business forum today. He will also be interacting with students and members of the Indian community. This visit is of a great significance as it will further deepen ties with a long-standing and historical partner, especially in the year when India and Oman are celebrating the 70th anniversary of establishment of their diplomatic relations. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Muscat, Oman.
The Lok Sabha today sat till late night to complete the discussion on the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen, Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur said that in this bill, the government has proposed to enhance the number of employment days from 100 days of MNREGA to 125 days of employment. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, will reply to the discussion in the House today. The Speaker adjourned the House to meet again at 11 a.m. today. The Lok Sabha has passed the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 with amendments. The bill seeks to constitute the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board and the establishment of the Atomic Energy Redressal Advisory Council. The legislation enables the board to regulate the manufacture, use, export, import, transport, transfer of any radioactive substances and radiation-generating equipment. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Sabka Bima Sabki Raksha Amendment of Insurance Laws Bill 2025 yesterday. Lok Sabha had passed the bill on Tuesday. The bill seeks to amend the Insurance Act 1938, the Life Insurance Corporation Act 1956, and the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority Act 1999. India summoned Bangladesh's High Commissioner to New Delhi, Riaz Hamidullah, expressing strong concern over the deteriorating security environment in Bangladesh and specific threats surrounding the Indian High Commission in Dhaka. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said India completely rejects the false narrative sought to be created by extremist elements regarding certain recent events in Bangladesh. The Delhi government will begin strict enforcement of the no PUC, no fuel rule from today as part of an intensified multi-pronged drive to curb worsening air pollution in the national capital. Under the enforcement plan, vehicles without a valid pollution under control certificate, PUCC, will be denied fuel at petrol pumps across Delhi. In badminton, the Indian duo of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on Indonesia's Fajar Alfian and Muhammad Shohibul Fikri in their second Group B match at the BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou today. India Meteorological Department has forecast very dense fog conditions in Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahi, Lakshadweep and Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.